Blog Talk Radio.
Our most advanced lightning two base.
Welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. We're so glad that you're able to tune in today, and we got a, as I always say, another exciting program. Today we're going to be talking about Elizabeth Thomas adoption. Those of you who perhaps haven't heard about this, she has been recovered, and her teacher, yes, he literally abducted her and took her way out to California to a nudist colony out there trying to find himself on his way to Mexico. But we're going to talk about that because this whole thing of teacher-student relationships is getting out of hand. I'm sure your city's not immune to it. It's happening all over the country, and it's primarily women, young women teacher who are infatuated with a student ranging anywhere from 12 and up, 17, and they're entering into a relationship and sexual relationships. And but we see this one here, which was quite interesting because for a whole month, Ted Cummins, he's a 50-year-old former Tennessee high school teacher. He is accused of abducting this 15-year-old student in March. And it's been uncovered that his main goal was to take her down into Mexico. For all practical purposes, he was nothing but really a sex slave, I guess. But we're going to be talking about this, and you like to chime in. You like to give us some of your insights, some of your perspectives. You can feel free to do that. You call us at 347-850-1598, and we'll be more than glad to entertain your call and listen to your perspective, what you have to say. But this is just, it's just crazy. In terms of this here. But what about student-teacher relationships? Why is it that these young student-teachers are becoming so infatuated with their young students? Now, I think we have to also be very mindful that the young men or young boys, per se, they're very mature in their physique. And I guess that if they start to putting on a rap toward the teacher, she's susceptible to that flattery. But whatever it is, it's in an academic proportions. Why this is happening? You've heard about it. I mean, just in our city, it's not immune from it. One of the teachers was bragging about her relationships with one of the young men on the basketball team, and the next thing you know, they were engaged in a sexual relationship, which led to her being arrested right at school. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, it just seems like There's no shame to the game. The younger, the better. And is this the new kind of homework today? I don't know. That's why we want to talk about it. So give us a call. Straight Talk, Stan Macklin, at 347-850-1598. And we'd be more than glad to talk to you about this here. Now, in this situation with Elizabeth Thomas, she has said little to her family about the 38 days she spent on the run with her former high school teacher, a man accused of brainwashing the teenage girl and then taking her across 9 states. And I might say in the same car. He didn't change cars at all. But cornered by authorities at daybreak on Thursday, the pair emerged from a rustic cabin in California after disappearing in mid-March. Now, Tad Cummins, who's 50 years old, he told authorities that he was glad the manhunt was finally over. I guess he was glad, running across 9 particular states with a 15-year-old girl. And I guess you can say all in the process of just doing all kind of unimaginable things. Even though the federal and state sexual assault and kidnap charges which he faces could land him in prison for years, this man was literally out of mind in what he did. But 15-year-old Elizabeth has told authorities that she has mixed emotions about the whole affair, and she showed no signs that she was happy she was going back to her life in Central Tennessee. Is it possible that a lot of the runaways that exist across the country today are involved in some horrific acts like this? She didn't act like a rescued person would act, her father said. Anthony Thomas, the teen's father, he told Good Morning America on Friday that he thinks his daughter was brainwashed, and her family has been treading lightly with her ever since. They were reunited over the weekend, but her sister and father said they have been shying away from the details of the teenager's ordeal. But one thing is very clear, they said on Monday, the last month has left Elizabeth into a state of being changed. And I guess she has. I mean, come on. This young girl went from even innocence or naive to entering into her womanhood from the things that this man done. She didn't look like herself at all, her father said on CNN's Primetime Justice. She looked like she was very worn out, very thin and very jittery, and that it just really wasn't her. And she's actually somebody that's more sure of herself and usually all smiles. But she was the life of the party wherever she was at. But she's a changed person. And they said, what we want to see when we look at her is the child we knew. I don't really believe they're going to get that person back because she's just been, I mean, a whole month with this man. And of all places where they went to was a nudist colony. Now, there's something about this here, too, because evidently he knew where he was going. And when he got there, this is a colony that has about 89 acres of land that's set aside where people can just be free. Free to walk like the original state of man and woman on the face of the earth, live off the land, and just to enjoy themselves. And they were kind of leery about this couple when they came because they didn't quite fit in. They didn't want to shed their clothes all the way. When they did, it just was something different. And all they said that they did was he got her off to herself, and you could hear them being engaged in sexual activity. Yes, her moaning and groaning. But the person she was, because there's a lot of experiences she's had, she's just not the same. She's just not the same. But we're going to take a listen to some of the shocking details that have been revealed, and want to see what your perspective is on some of this here.
Was she able to just have access to basic, you know, hygiene? Could she have showers? Did she have, you know, was she able to sleep? Was she, you know, was she able to just get the basics, you know, for the last 9 days? Showers were probably harder to come from. So she definitely has hygiene now. She has showers. She has clean clothes. She's getting that now. But not while she was traveling. Again, we're really unaware of what happened while she was gone, but they were living in a cabin that didn't have running water, so
yeah.
She's got showers now, and that's what's important.
Yeah, she knows is very clean about herself.
She loves having her hair done, her nails done. She's very much about having makeup on and being put together. Was her appearance altered from the last time you saw her?
Yes. She didn't look like herself at all. She looked like she was very worn out, very thin. She was very jittery. That really wasn't her. She's somebody who's actually more sure of herself, and usually all smiles, and she's been sort of the life of the party, you know.
And Anthony, what about her physical appearance? Did she still have her long blonde hair? Was it cut, or had she dyed it? Was there any change in her physical appearance when you saw her?
She'd always like to do a few different things with her hair. And, you know, of course, we probably had her change her appearance, that sort of thing.
There it is. You hear some of the details from her parents concerning the ordeal that Elizabeth Thomas found after 39 days. What in the world would possess a teacher now? I mean, as you think about that, how in the world could he do something like this here? What was he thinking? I mean, how it unfolded was one of the girls said she saw him and her kissing, and they played it off that she was having some kind of coping situation, and he was trying to counsel her about it. But we just wonder, how is it that a 15-year-old is able to go through something like this here? It's really amazing. It's really amazing because Elizabeth had asked to see her baby sister. Her father said, but he said most of their conversation are about trying to just keep things positive. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that as parents, should they ask her questions, detailed questions, or should they just let things go as they are and let her just naturally mend back into the family? I know that they have a lot of questions, and they would like to go in there and tell her how much they missed her, how much they love her, and how much her family missed her. But they're walking on eggshells because they just don't know what to do. They're not allowed to ask her about things that happened along the way right now because they want to be very comfortable and how they approach her and talk to her. But you know she's traumatized. Or, I don't want to say this in the right way, was she or is she? Is she? That just has to be a something that one has to ponder and wonder. But what a lot of the social scientists are saying is that Elizabeth had a troubled life, authorities have said. Her mother faces child abuse charges and a May 12 court date for alleged crimes against the teen and her siblings. Kimberly Thomas was accused of forcing her children to strip in front of other people and once allegedly threw Elizabeth down basement steps, then locked the door. And the Columbia Daily Herald reported that incident, and the teen allegedly told investigators that her mother banged her head into the washing machine. Now, what kind of mother is that? So it seems like this young girl has already been traumatized. And when individuals are traumatized, as I always say, hurting people hurt people. That's what happens. But Kimberly Thomas still can't see her daughter because a restraining order was granted on Monday for her not to see her. And one of the things is that it's unclear when their relationship turned physical concerning this young lady and Mr. Cummins, who was her health teacher. But the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said Cummins he abused his role as a teacher to groom this vulnerable young girl. He literally lured and potentially sexually exploited her. They were spotted kissing, as I mentioned earlier, during the day, and the situation began to spiral. Cummins was even on the verge of being fired, according to the TBI. Criminal investigation said that it was becoming evident that this health teacher, who was armed, by the way, with two handguns, had left little things to lose in terms of his teaching profession. But Cummins began making plans to flee. And what he did was, federal court documents filed Monday said that he wanted to take Elizabeth with him. And in mid-March, Cummins handed over the title of his SUV, put up some other personal effects as collateral, and walked out of a bank with a loan officer with $4,500 in cash. And then he and Thomas, they eluded all officers and authorities for more than a month, switching license plates is what they did, and doing whatever they could to physically remain out of mind and out of sight. But as we mentioned earlier, what is it that possesses these teachers to do something like this here? What is it? We just don't know. Thomas, the man, when you look at him, he seems like he's having some deep mental distress, which I'm sure he is, because his main goal after they disappeared was that he was hoping to take her to Mexico. And he even built a small watercraft and did a test run to try to see if he could elude the police like that. So what do you think? Give us a call, 347-850-1598. We'd like to hear what you think about that. And parents, do your child, when they come home from school, are they always talking about the teacher? Do you find the teacher showing special interest in them? I don't know. But I do know it's an academic proportion, and something needs to be done because it just seems like this thing is out of control and it's not going to get any better. As a matter of fact, thank God that she was safely returned back to her parents and that she's okay. But the mental trauma of what she went through, is she really okay? Something to think about. Something to think about. I don't know. I just don't know about this here. We got to do very intense, in-depth investigations and really studying this incident like this here so that it doesn't repeat itself again, which you can be sure that in some way, form, or fashion, it will happen. It will happen. It will happen. I know when I was coming up, something like this here would just have been out of character and uncalled for because the teachers were like an extension of your home. They showed care and concern about you. They interacted with your parents. The PTA was there. They made your parents aware of any misbehavior in class. And it was just a two-way street. But I guess that today's teachers are so stressed that they bring their personal stress on the job, the workplace, and because the students are almost like a captured audience, they become the prime targets. And they become victims of the circumstances and taken advantage of in a very disrespectful and distasteful way. This is what happened here. And you can see that this here caused great alarm because the investigators said that they received hundreds of tips from 24 states, but not enough information to tighten the dragnet despite a multi-state manhunt looking for Cummins and Thomas. And it was just something, as I said earlier, that the both of them was just out of mind and out of sight. And how was this man keeping Elizabeth out of sight for so long? It just baffled the authorities, possibly sleeping in his car and living in a rural community. But that's something that was just too much, too much. So how do we deal with that? How do we deal with that? I think that there has to be more scrutiny of the teachers who take on, especially first-year teachers. That's what I personally think. I think all first-year teachers have to be scrutinize a little bit more. Not that they're not going to be bona fide teachers and committed and dedicated to what their assigned task, but we're dealing with a student today that is not the average student. It's just different, very different, very different. And so we have to be committed and dedicated to the purpose of what teaching students is all about. It's not to be trying to find out how you can get into their head and get into their body and take them away and just do all kind of crazy things like you never thought a teacher would abandon their calling and their profession for foolishness. That's all it is. Plain, right, down, right foolishness. You may think differently. I hope you don't. But if you have some concerns, I'd like to hear from you, give us a call on Straight Straight Talk with Stan Mack. Excuse me very much. 347-850-1598. Well, enough on that craziness. That is crazy. Enough on that. But I just wanted to really talk about that on today's program. And I got about three more minutes in the program. I do want to talk about another topic that I introduced last week. And I'm not going to be able to go in depth in it, but excuse me, got a little cough here. But this is another crazy situation, and it also involves a sexual situation. And that's right, that's the scenario with Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Yes. You know, there's a scripture that says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And when the alleged revelation was revealed, how that these women were literally paid to have a hush-hush concerning what they filed a complaint with and paid $13 million, the sponsors didn't take that lightly, to the extent that over 95 of them, they left their sponsorship from of his program. And you're talking about the no-spin zone. Well, you can try to spin it all you want to, but the facts are there. You have been fired. You didn't just leave. You were spinning out of control behind the scenes, and now you're gone. And welcome to the world of podcast. Yes. And I don't think that you're going to be any more to have that influence like you did at. Sure, you're still going to be profitable and what you, because you're going to go on the speaking tour and you're going to write books and everything. But we need to look at this here. Why is it that many individuals become shipwrecked over sex? What is it that would cause a man or a woman to abandon their career, put everything at risk for temporary pleasure, but eternal pain with no gain? Well, we need to think about that. We really do. We need to really think about that. Because these are incidents from one extreme, low end, high end. And think about it. Well, we're so glad that you was able to tune in today. This is my perspective, straight talk with Stan Macklin, telling it like it is. And I just want you to know that we enjoy sharing with you today. And again, if you have any concerns, remember, whatever you're going through, it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that makes a difference. Have a good day and keep your mind focused.